Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Vaughn.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Mike Lynch.
Coming up today, we have several topics to start with. And let's begin with Aaron Rodgers, who is still in the news. I'm just wondering now, Scarlett, how much of the fallout will continue, because he has lost several sponsors now because of this COVID-19 protocol nightmare that he has created.
Yeah, Previa Health and Aaron Rodgers have mutually agreed to end their partnership. They'd been working together since 2012. And if you look at some of his other endorsement deals, he also works with State Farm as well. So you wonder whether there's going to be more to come. Another shoe is going to drop here. And all this goes back to him being pretty disingenuous in answering the question on whether he'd been vaccinated. He said, yes, I've been immunized, clearly very carefully choosing his words in that press conference.
And Lynchy, I believe, and I forgot the person who wrote the USA Today opinion piece, but he said all the, in paraphrasing, all the street cred that Aaron Rodgers had dissipated in 3 days.
It was Christine Brennan, who's a very reputable reporter, and I read it myself, and I kind of wondered. I mean, usually when this happens, when companies disassociate themselves with athletes, it's because they've been charged with a crime or they have been convicted of a crime. This was a personal health decision by Aaron Rodgers, and you wonder, was the action by Previa a little impulsive, or because they are a health company, they don't want to be associated with Aaron Rodgers anymore? He did make a decision. It was a health decision that's not a crime, and it can cause you to not be able to work for your employer and cause you to be fined, but it doesn't really put any public disrepute on you.
But like you said, it probably works against what the company is about, right?
Correct. Yes.
And the other issue as well is that it put his teammates at risk, not to mention the press at risk, because when he talked to them, he was not wearing a mask. I mean, he went about doing things as if he was vaccinated when he wasn't.
Well, and the National Football League is conducting an investigation right now. They're going to look at the security cameras inside the Green Bay facility. And there are certain very strict rules. If you're unvaccinated, you're not allowed to go into the lunchroom or the meeting room or the weight room with players that have been vaccinated. So they're going to see a look if he's in the quarterback meeting with the head coach and the other quarterbacks not wearing a mask. They cannot suspend him. Under the NFL Players Association agreement, they cannot suspend Aaron Rodgers, but they can fine him. And for each offense, it's a little more than $14,000. He also was seen at a Halloween party not wearing a mask. And there are certain rules about congregating with teammates away from the facility if you are unvaccinated. So a lot of people around the league they think that Green Bay is being held to a different standard than their teams have. And that's going to be part of this investigation, which is going to be interesting when it comes out.
Right. Other teams have said that they would never be able to get away with this, or their players wore masks all the time. They had to follow protocol carefully. It seems like there's a different set of standards being applied here.
Now, he said last week, he was on the Pat McAfee show, that he was allergic to some of the properties in the vaccines, and that's why he didn't take
it. In the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, but you also had the J&J vaccine available, but he said that he wasn't comfortable getting that one because of the blood clots, which studies have shown really are more of an issue for women aged, at a certain age, which doesn't apply to him. And by the way, J&J's vaccine was put back on the market again.
It was. He said he was allergic to the mRNA, You know, I think he's done a lot of backpedaling here. I think he thought that he had skated when he said that he had been immunized by alternative treatment. But now he's got the eyes of the National Football League investigating him right now, and the eyes of the football world and the eyes of the sporting world on him right now. And he's run out of options. And it'll be interesting to see if State Farm takes any action against him as well, because every time you turn, every commercial break, it seems that
he's there.
Jake from State Farm and Aaron Rodgers are there as well.
Speaking of sports figures, during the Sunday games broadcast, Terry Bradshaw, Hall of Fame quarterback, I mean, took Aaron Rodgers to task.
I'd give Aaron Rodgers some advice. It would have been nice if he'd have just come to the Naval Academy and learned how to be honest.
Yeah.
Learn not to lie, because that's what you did, Aaron. You lied to everyone. I understand immunized. What you were doing was taking stuff that would keep you from getting COVID-19. You got COVID-19. Ivermectin is a cattle dewormer. Sorry, folks. That's what it is. We are a divided nation politically. We're a divided nation on the COVID-19, whether or not to take the vaccine. And unfortunately, we've got players that pretty much think only about themselves, and I'm extremely disappointed in the actions of Aaron Rodgers.
That was four-time Super Bowl Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw. The cheering you heard was because, as Bradshaw said, they were at the Naval Academy. They were broadcasting live at the time you heard that cheering. And Scarlett, he just called him a liar, and he's lost Rodgers, like I said, earlier, it seems like he's lost all street cred.
Certainly with certain people. The question is how the NFL proceeds here. And I've been reading different thought pieces, and one take on it is that the NFL is more likely to punish the team, the Green Bay Packers, than Aaron Rodgers specifically for his violations, because the league doesn't want to get involved in this culture war that Rodgers has set the terms for. So that is why it's going to the video cameras, the surveillance cameras, to see what Aaron Rodgers was doing in the facilities and whether he was violating protocol on specific marks and perhaps levying fines based on all of that.
You know, this is pretty harsh by Terry Bradshaw. This is, you know, it's a little fraternity with quarterbacks. And Aaron Rodgers has had a squeaky clean reputation for 16 years in the league. And now here's one of the Hall of Famers. And I thought it was ironic in one of the State Farm commercials, we've never seen before yesterday, Terry Bradshaw is hanging up a picture of himself right next to Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers in the State Farm Hall of Fame. You know, could it be a foreshadowing of we're putting a new picture up here and we're going to be taking another one down pretty soon?
Interesting.
Before we move on to the next topic, I guess I'm disappointed and a bit angry, because it's rare I put trust in celebrities, but I'd like Aaron Rodgers, and I'm a big game show fan, so of course he hosts Jeopardy, and I'm like, he did a great job. I'm like, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, you the man. And then here comes, you know, the disappointment train coming. So let's hope that he can rebuild his reputation, and let's hope he's learned something from it.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry goes a long way.
Yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard that at all.
Right.
Yeah. I've heard him cite Martin Luther King, though.
Yeah, and that, well, now you brought up another point. Don't go quoting Martin Luther King in this, Aaron Rodgers. That was another point that got me disappointed in this.
But wrong context.
Yeah, exactly. Philadelphia 76ers, they are resuming fining Ben Simmons. Now, Scarlett, this is a little bit more of a story in Lynchy about mental health. It's where do the 76ers stand? Where is Ben Simmons standing? Now, the fines, it racks up to a lot of money.
It does. And Simmons has stated that he needs mental health assistance, but he's refused to provide basic details of what he needs, his mental health meetings, his evaluations or treatments, or even accept any consultation with specialists that the team arranges. So the mental health professionals that he has worked with are folks that he's met through the NBA Players Association. So they're at loggerheads here, and I feel like this is, I mean, Lynchy, wasn't Ben Simmons a huge signing?
Well, he right now has 4 years and $141 million left on his contract. It might even be $147 million right now. and he wanted to be traded. Then they didn't want to trade him. I think right now with the 76ers, I don't see how he can come back to this team. And the 76ers are off to a great start as of Monday, November 8th. They're 7-2.
Without him.
Without him. Might be time to trade him. You know, this is a guy that has does not play well in the playoffs, was actually on the bench during crunch time last year in a huge playoff series in the Eastern Conference. And it might be time for him to part ways with the Sixers. I don't see how he can come back and play for this team.
Now, I'm going to play the devil's advocate part here. If we're talking about mental health and everything is on the level here that Ben Simmons is saying, that he's taking time out for his mental health. More importantly, the reason why he's getting fined, the Sixers said, okay, well, will you use our team doctor? We're going to help you through this. And Simmons is saying, no, I'm going to use my own doctor. And it's now it brings up to the point, if that's the case, which side do you fall on?
Well, I mean, mental health is not like a joint in your body where you can see the injury on an MRI or an X-ray. It is what it is. And right now I see the Players Association getting involved with this. This is not going to have a happy ending in Philadelphia, and that's why I think it's time for him to move on.
Are other teams going to be willing to take him? I mean, what general manager of a team is going to look at this and say, this is a good situation for us to step into?
You know, not just professional basketball, but all professional sports and all professions. Sometimes a change of scenery improves a player's productivity, and we've seen it in professional sports all over the place. I mean, Brett Favre was in Atlanta. He went to Green Bay, and he became a Hall of Famer. So, I mean, who's to say that a change of scenery wouldn't be beneficial to Ben Simmons?
Man, you're right. I've totally forgot that Brett Favre was in Atlanta at one point. Yeah, before he came to Green Bay. And then he went to the Jets, and then he played lights out again. So, finally, let's talk about Barstool's Dave Portnoy and allegations involving the Penn National subsequent stock tank. Scarlett, can you explain what happened?
Well, there are several women. There's a report that several women had alleged sexual misconduct by Dave Portnoy, who's the founder of Barstool Sports. Penn is linked to Barstool Sports because it bought a 36% stake in that company in January of 2020. And if you follow Dave Portnoy on Twitter, you'll see that he's always adding $Penn in most of his tweets, or a lot of his tweets at least. So following this report, which, by the way, Portnoy denied the allegations, the stock tanked 21%. Just goes to show the linkage here between personalities and how you get that boost on the way up, and then when something comes out on the way down, it could turn against you very quickly. I mean, I think it's really interesting how every time I saw Penn on Twitter, it was always tied in somehow to Barstool Sports. It was like the two brands were completely linked.
Well, they have a 36% interest in Barstool Sports. At risk of full disclosure, I am a stockholder in Penn National Gaming. And David Portnoy went to the same high school that I went to.
But you don't know him.
I do know him.
Oh, you do know him.
I do know him,
okay.
Yeah, he's about 20 years younger than I am. But I do know him. I met him several times. And
you know everyone in Massachusetts, that's why.
And I was disappointed when it went down 21% the other day. And you're right, it's hard not to set. Now, of course, they're earnings were far less than expectations compared to what they were a year ago, so it made sense for the stock to go down. But the timing just was so coincidental. It was the perfect storm for these personal allegations and missing third quarter estimates.
Mm-hmm.
The only stock I own is in Acme Jet Skates, but that's another story. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with Scarlett Fu and Mike Lynch. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. And catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And I'm Mike Lynch. You can follow me at LynchyWCBB.
I'm at Scarlett Fu on Twitter.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.